hate the term power pop. To me, it's a silly, meaningless, little nothing term. I don't like having my stuff shoved in a sub category. I won't accept that. So never mind power pop. I never heard of it. You know, my stuff is doing what I do for a really long time, so I've kind of developed, I dare say, sort of a singular approach to what I do. But it's rock and roll or American vernacular music. You can call it that. I'm a guitar player. I grew up in the 50s and 60s. I still draw a lot of inspiration from the music of that time period, but I also have really eclectic taste. I guess that's the best I can do. Right now, about 50% of the time when I go out and play, I'm by myself on stage. Sometimes with a stand-up bass player, that's a really nice thing, because if you have a good stand-up bass player, it's almost like a whole band. And then about the other 50% of the time, I'm with a group called the Bottle Rockets. That's who I'm going to be with in Springfield, and they're really great in their own right. We play together really well. We like each other a lot. You know, this Eric is the booking agent's name, and he suggested that we team up, and I just thought, wow, that really sounds cool. They were game for it. We played a show in St. Louis at the beginning of 2011 just to start things off, and then went on from there, and we just all dug it completely from the start. The crowd at the first show was nuts, so that was it.
You celebrated the 30th anniversary of your debut album last year, and you've been doing this project with a series of EPs. Tell us a little bit about that and what inspired doing that project.
Well, one of these days it's going to be time for me to not make records anymore. That time has not come yet. I still have the drive to record, and I'm just kind of wired that way at this point. I came up with this idea to do singles on a sort of a recurring basis. So it's three EPs over the course of 12 months. I'm on the second one now, just about to record the third one, which will come out in the fall. And they're really nice records. They're visually really cool. Musically, I think they're great. Each one has a new song from me on the A side, and then an old B side with a cover tune, sort of like an offbeat choice for a cover tune on each one. And then a remake or a sort of an interesting version of one of my older songs. That's the pattern for each one. The most recent one is a tune called Stranger and Stranger. And lyrically, it was inspired by some sort of dark things. Towards the end of last year, my father passed away. There were a couple of other people around me who passed away, younger than my dad. They were young. They were people about my age. There was Hurricane Sandy. Just a lot of disconcerting and sad stuff in my life all of a sudden. So I couldn't really help but write about it. But at the same time, the song is hopeful. It's not grim. It's a beautiful song.
One, two, three. Sad to say, I'm confronted by this fact. She's gone away now and never will be back. It's so true that time can be a cruel rearranger. And the weather outside.
Having been doing music for 30 years now, what do you owe your success and longevity as a musician to?
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, I'm just really happy and glad that I'm still up on stage with a rock band. It's been one of the great things in my life. You know, I just keep on a forward-going path, keep working at it, you know, remain dedicated, inspired most of the time. And I guess but the rest is just luck. I can't, you know, I'm just overall glad that I can still do what I do. Mostly happy with the way I've done it.
Was there, I guess, some struggle or challenges, maybe keeping your artistic integrity along the way, or any obstacles?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there have been a lot of bumps, believe me. You know, I mean, I didn't really know anything about show business when I got into it. I had a lot of ideas about it, but they were kind of off the mark, most of them. You know, so it's just, yeah, it's like anarchy, you know. Every year is a complete question mark at the beginning. You know, yeah, it can put you through some changes, but I don't know. I guess I just am used to it, or strong enough to do it, or whatever, you know.
We know you're working on the series of releasing singles. What else is next for you?
I have a radio show that I like a lot. I do it once a week on a station in New York called WFUV, which is a well-known station, and I play stuff from my personal record collection. and I talk about it. You know, I like to run my mouth and talk about music. And it's on once a week. It's just an hour each week on Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, WFUV.org. So there's that. There's a movie coming out in the fall that I worked on, a movie called Losers Take All. It's a music-driven comedy about a punk rock band circa 1990, you know, and 1987, I guess. My title was executive music producer on that one. A lot of good songs in that movie. I didn't write any of the songs. I just kind of found all the songs. I mostly got my brother John to write the songs. There's that, you know, there's little things here and there. But mainly it's the gigs and the radio show and the records. That's my primary stuff now.
What type of music fans would you encourage to come to your show in Springfield?
Anybody and everybody. You know, I mean, most people like rock music, I think. And this is a great evening of rock music. The Bottle Rockets and me, you know. I think it's really high quality stuff, song-wise and just otherwise, you know. We love to get up there and do what we do. If you're not busy that night and you want to be entertained, want to see some people get up there and just give their all, then come.